This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, January 23rd. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. CAFB backs WOTUS rewrite. Global water issue hits ag. Labeling framework as DACs. House tariff votes are possible. CAFB backs WOTUS rewrite. The California Farm Bureau has filed comments supporting EPA's proposed update to the definition of waters of the United States. It says the rule would provide long-sought clarity for farmers and ranchers while aligning Clean Water Act jurisdiction with recent Supreme Court rulings. In a comment letter to EPA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the Farm Bureau said the proposal appropriately limits federal jurisdiction to navigable waters and wetlands with a continuous surface connection, consistent with the Supreme Court's 2023 Sackett decision. The group said decades of shifting WOTUS definitions have expanded federal reach beyond statutory and constitutional limits, creating uncertainty, delays, and higher compliance costs for agricultural producers. CAFB stressed that California farms operate within intricate systems of irrigation ditches, ponds, and seasonal waterways, making it critical to have clear, objective jurisdictional standards. The letter calls for preserving long-standing agricultural exclusions, including those for irrigation ditches, normal farming activities, prior converted cropland, and groundwater. The Farm Bureau argued that California already has one of the nation's most comprehensive water quality regulatory frameworks under state law, and said duplicative federal oversight could undermine farm viability without improving environmental protection. Overall, the group said the proposal strikes a better balance between environmental safeguards, state authority, and the needs of family farms and ranches. UN report, water limits hit global ag. California farmers wrestling with chronic water shortages are part of a much larger global challenge, according to a new United Nations University report warning the world has entered an era of global water bankruptcy. The report finds long-term water use has exceeded renewable supplies across many of the world's major agriculture regions, permanently degrading rivers, aquifers, and soils that support food production. Agriculture accounts for roughly 70% of global freshwater withdrawals, and more than half of the global food output comes from areas where total water storage is already declining or unstable. Those pressures are especially acute in regions that overlap with California's key export markets. Across the European Union, prolonged drought and groundwater depletion are straining fruit, vegetable, and wine production in Mediterranean countries such as Spain and Italy. In China, a major destination for California almonds and pistachios, groundwater provides a large share of irrigation water, with many aquifers showing long-term declines. Water stress is also intensifying across the Middle East and North Africa, increasing reliance on food imports, even as local producers face salinization and land subsidence that limit future production. The report stresses that these conditions are no longer short-term water crisis, but represent structural limits that cannot be reversed on human timescales. Rivers that no longer reach the sea, compacted aquifers, and salinized soils reduce the long-term productive capacity of farming regions worldwide. Bill seeks to designate farm workers as disadvantaged. Assemblymember Joaquin Arambla of Fresno has filed legislation to recognize farm worker communities as disadvantaged for purposes of state funding and program eligibility. The measure would amend the Health and Safety Code to require Cal EPA to consider the presence of farm worker populations when identifying disadvantaged communities. Current law directs the agency to rely on geographic, socioeconomic, public health, and pollution indicators. Those metrics have been criticized for failing to fully capture the conditions faced by agricultural workers and their families. Under AB 1600, Cal EPA would update its screening tools, guidance, and consultation with state health and community service agencies to ensure areas with high concentration of farm workers are eligible for benefits under climate, environmental, and public health programs. These programs offer funding for air quality improvements, clean transportation, drinking water infrastructure, and climate resilience projects. Farm worker advocates have argued the communities face barriers to accessing state investment and that explicitly naming them in statute would help ensure more equitable distribution of resources. Harder, specialty crop growers struggling even before trade war. As farm groups push for additional financial aid, a California congressman says addressing skyrocketing input costs and ag labor reform is crucial to the long-term success of specialty crop growers. Any amount of money that is given from the federal government is not going to be enough, says Representative Josh Harder of California. He represents Stockton and part of California Central Valley. Hear more from Harder, as well as National Corn Growers Association President Jed Bauer on the future of year-round E15 and the International Fresh Produce Association's Molly Van Loo on how the dietary guidelines could drive produce demand in this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers, available later today at AgriPulse.com. House could soon see tariff votes. U.S. House could be debating President Donald Trump's trade policy next month. That's because the House GOP leadership may have missed the last opportunity to extend a blockade on holding votes on Trump's tariffs. There was no language about extending the freeze on tariff votes in a rule published yesterday for the appropriation minibus. With the House in recess next week, the rule was likely the last chance to extend the block before it expires the end of January. Opposition has been mounting to Trump's emergency tariffs. The Senate has voted to overturn duties on Brazil and Canada, and some GOP House members are growing uneasy. House Democrats have already introduced legislation to force their own votes. When the House voted to extend the block in September, three holdouts needed cajoling. That Representatives Don Bacon of Nebraska, California's Jay Obernolte, and Tom McClintock. Bacon told AgriPulse this week that he wouldn't have supported another effort to delay votes. Tariffs aren't good on the Midwest, he said. If it comes to the floor, Republican leadership could struggle to keep lawmakers in line. Representative Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania told AgriPulse he'd want to consider each of the tariffs on its own merits. USDA launches online portal to report farmland purchases by foreign persons. A new USDA online portal lets people report agricultural land purchases by foreign persons, including businesses and governments. A new website is part of a broader effort to strengthen enforcement and protect American farmland as USDA continues its implementation of the National Farm Security Action Plan, a department news release says. The portal is available at afida.landmark.usda.gov. Users can access the portal with login.gov, a sign-in service that provides secure online access to participate in certain government programs and reporting requirements, the release says. Here's today's final word. Soil science feels very grounded to me, pun intended. That's Chandra Richards, who is returning to her roots as a UC Cooperative Extension Director for San Diego and Imperial Counties. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, January 23rd. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.